My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It was baffling. I mean,
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fam. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful Wednesday. We are getting you ready for Game 1 between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. Happy to be here with you. We will bounce back and forth here in this 4 o'clock hour. We're going to talk a little Royals, a little Chiefs as well. The Royals, they keep on losing. They have lost 7 games in a row. They have one more game this season against the Cleveland Guardians. They have an off day tomorrow. They just have an off day, and then this weekend they play the Minnesota Twins. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our next guest. He does the Ravens pre and post game. His name is Tim Barbalays with 105.7 The Fan. Tim, happy to have you join us on the show today. I imagine that this game has to bring back some painful memories because of all the teams last year that felt like they should have won the Super Bowl, the Ravens had to be at the top of the list. The Chiefs didn't score for their final 9 possessions, didn't score in the second half of the game, and yet the Ravens still lost at home against this team.
It was baffling. I mean, we've broken down that game in any single way that you can think about it, and that just wasn't Ravens football. And that Ravens offense, particularly in the second half of the year, was lights out. I mean, they were thumping everybody. They scored 30 points or more in 8 of their 10 regular season games. They had that explosive second half against Houston, and then whatever the heck happened in that Kansas City game, it was an inexcusable game plan by Todd Monken. Running backs touched the ball 6 times. They got 6 carries in the AFC Championship. That's not good enough. Lamar Jackson wasn't good enough. You had an instance of him throwing into triple coverage, trying to force something late to Isaiah Likely that got intercepted. You had Zay Flowers, looked like he was going to go across the goal line for a game-changing touchdown, fumble the ball across the goal line. He had a taunting penalty earlier on in that drive. It was just every way the Ravens could kick themselves in the foot, they did it.
Tim, now thinking back to that game, are fans more upset at Lamar and his playoff disappointments, or is there more frustration with the play calling? You mentioned the amount of run plays. 6 carries between Gus Edwards and Justice Hill. The Ravens got to the AFC Championship game by being one of the best rushing teams in the NFL and that being their identity. And then they had Lamar throw it 37 times in that game. Very baffling decision-making in my mind.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, I mean, I think the blame kind of rests on three guys, where it's Todd Monken, it's Lamar Jackson, and it's John Harbaugh, because if you remember during that broadcast, the sideline reporter heading into the second half, John Harbaugh said on camera, they want to establish the run in the second half, and they did not do so. And Kansas City had the back-to-back touchdown drives early on that game, and then the Ravens defense was able to settle in. But for whatever reason, I put it more on Monken. And then look, fans and pundits want to blame Lamar because that's just kind of the thing to do. And quite frankly, it's justified. He didn't play a good game. He hasn't played a good four quarters consecutive, a full game in his postseason career. But Todd Monken, that can't happen, man. I mean, you are not playing your game. You are not doing what led you to the AFC Championship, what led you to beating down playoff team after playoff team in the second half. I mean, you think of that game in Christmas in San Francisco where the Ravens went in there and beat the heck out of them. That was not Ravens football, and it was as poor a game plan as you can imagine by Todd Monken.
Tim, I'm sure you heard the comments from Marcus Spears where he talked about Patrick Mahomes and how he stopped so many great quarterbacks like you guys from winning a championship. We asked this question yesterday. Which of these AFC quarterbacks do you think wins a championship first? Do you think it's Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, your guy Lamar Jackson, or CJ Stroud? Who gets a ring first in your mind?
I really like what the Texans are building right now with C.J. Stroud, and all eyes are on them. I mean, you talk about the three receivers that they have. They're kind of the sexy team heading into the year, though, so we'll see if that pans out. Burrow, anytime you have a 27-year-old quarterback talking about their football mortality, that kind of scares me a bit. The Bills, I mean, do you think they take a step back this year? Look, as long as Josh Allen's healthy, they're always going to be in the mix. I mean, if I'm looking solely at this year, I think the Ravens still have a hell of a team. I would probably lean their way this year, but if I'm going long term, I like what the Texans are doing. I like CJ Stroud.
Right now, we're talking to Tim Barbalace. He does the Baltimore Ravens pregame show for 105.7 The Fan out in Baltimore. The big difference between these two teams and the last time that they faced each other, at least from the Baltimore offensive side, is Derrick Henry. I'm imagining there's a lot of excitement for you to add a future Hall of Fame running back to a team who has ran the ball so effectively since Lamar's been there.
A ton of excitement. And look, Derrick Henry's never played with a quarterback of Lamar's caliber in terms of, you know, his legs, and few, if any, you know, have that type of ability. And Lamar Jackson's never played with a every down bell cow like Derrick Henry. And I think they're going to be able to kind of feed off each other. And I understand some people concern when you have a 30-year-old running back, when you have a running back that has as many carries as Derrick Henry, but I think he's prime for a special year in Baltimore, and I think it's only going to help Lamar, and it's only going to help the passing game. Now, I will say, if there's the biggest concern that I have for the Ravens right now, a day away from the opener, it's the offensive line. It's a lot of different pieces. Three out of the five starters from last year are gone. The two returners, Tyler Linderbaum, he's a stud at center. Ronnie Stanley, he's been banged up for years now, and he hasn't been the Ronnie Stanley, that first-team All-Pro guy that he was in 2019. It's been years since that point. And the other three starters are young guys. I mean, guys with limited reps. We'll see if Roger Rosengarten starts at right tackle, or it might be Patrick McCary. But there's cause for concern up front, but Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson can kind of alleviate some of those concerns, no doubt.
maybe you alluded to it a little bit earlier with how much you really like C.J. Stroud in Houston. Who do you see as the biggest contender and threat to Kansas City? I don't have to tell you how long Kansas City sat on the throne. I know, you know, everybody knows in the AFC how long that's been the case. The Chiefs are going for an unprecedented third consecutive Super Bowl. If they don't make it, who in the AFC is the most likely team to knock them off? You guys were the best regular season last year, just couldn't get it done in January.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying, Karen, if I'm going this year, I would say the Ravens. I'm very intrigued with the Texans. I mean, how could you not be in the job that DeMeco Ryans and C.J. Stroud did as rookies? But I think this Ravens team is still really, really good. Is the depth as good as it was last year? No. Mike McDonald, he's not here. He's in Seattle. So you got Zach Hoare, who's the second youngest defensive coordinator in football. Could there be a little bit of a learning curve? Sure. But I think this Ravens offense could be really special again with Derrick Henry in the backfield. I think Zay Flowers in year two is going to take a step. Mark Andrews is Mark Andrews. I think Isaiah Likely is going to really be a stud this year. We have not seen Todd Monken utilize both Andrews and Likely on the field at the same time much at all. So I expect that to change this year. And defensively, this secondary is even better than last year, even deeper than last year. I think it's a really, really good team, and if I'm rolling with 2024, I'm going to roll with the Ravens as that team.
So we heard from Roquan Smith where he said he believes that the key to slowing down Kansas City is making them be one-dimensional and taking away the run game. What do you think defensively Baltimore is going to try to attack? There's going to be no Hollywood Brown in this game. Are they going to try to put a little bit more pressure on Travis Kelce? Do you think they're going to put more of an emphasis on trying to stop Isaiah Pacheco and force Patrick Mahomes to throw it 40, 45 times? What do you think the defensive plan is going to be for Baltimore on Thursday?
Yeah, that quote I feel like is kind of a little overblown for me just because that's the goal of this Ravens defense every single week. I mean, they're trying to stop the run and make the opposing offense one-dimensional. That's what they do every single week, and I think that's what they're going to be aiming to do tomorrow. And Travis Kelce, if you remember early on in that AFC Championship game, he was having a lot of success. I mean, his final stat line was still strong. I think the Ravens could do better there. I mean, everyone kind of remembers that touchdown pass to Kelce early on Kyle Hamilton. I mean, that was great coverage. Not much you can do there. But, yeah, it's about stopping the run. It's about kind of, you know, I'm curious to see what kind of deception and what kind of wrinkles Zach Hoare is going to have as defensive coordinator. We know that Kyle Hamilton's the ultimate chess piece, but it's also about getting pressure on Patrick Mahomes, which I didn't feel like they did nearly enough in that AFC Championship game. But limiting the big play, you know, kind of making them earn it. You know, that's how I see it.
That division every year, the AFC North is super tough. Baltimore's good. Cincinnati went to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Pittsburgh never has a down year. Cleveland made the postseason last year. I mean, we're talking about four very competitive teams. You know the games can be low-scoring, knockout, drag-out kind of fights. How do you handicap this division? You mentioned Baltimore. I imagine you see them as the favorite to defend the crown. But how do you handicap the AFC North this year?
Yeah, Carrington, I mean, talking about this a year ago, I probably gave you a similar answer where it's kind of one of the more interesting divisions in football again. And, you know, just starting with Pittsburgh, look, their quarterback play has been horrific since the end of Ben Roethlisberger's career with the Steelers. But what is Russ going to look like? When is it going to be Justin Fields' time there? Can they do just enough there? I kind of have them in the rear right now. Cleveland kind of in the mix for that too, because look, you look at their roster. I mean, you can stack that roster up against almost anybody in football, but it's about Deshaun Watson. And if you aren't concerned, the fact that that team rallied and got better with Joe Flacco coming off the street, taking them to the playoffs. Deshaun Watson's had one good half of football in a Cleveland uniform. That happened at M&T Bank Stadium last year when he led that comeback win against the Ravens. And then Cincinnati, again, it's all about Joe Burrow's health. I mean, And when is Ja'Marr Chase going to come back? You know, that team routinely gets off to slow starts in the season. I expect that defense to be better. If Burrow is healthy, and they will absolutely be in the mix for the AFC. But I got to give the slight edge to Baltimore right now as the reigning champs.
That is my guy, Tim Barbalace, joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. He is the Ravens pregame host. Tim, I think I speak for you. I think I speak for everybody. I am happy that this game is almost here.
Me too, man. Me too.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.